Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We bought it rough. We call it your bluff. And when it comes to West,
don't scandalize mine.
Out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
banger. She's my beauty queen. She's my everything.
Let's take some calls from the request line. SpatItUp.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, True West Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment. Okay. Music production.
Mixer and mastering.
Video production.
Website.
Graphic design.
EPK.
Artist development.
DJ.
And much more. Special rates and discounts. Studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130. Or you can visit TrueWestENT.com. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. True West. Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Yeah.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club. All the hip-hop is right chill.
I am. City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
The little homie flies, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them. True West Radio, what the fuck is up? West Coast Wednesday, what's going down? What's going on, man? We got the Hardwood Hair Blood. We got Truly in the building. What's going on, y'all? Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, hey. What's going on?
What's up with it?
I don't know. DJ Hair Blood, where you at?
Hey. Where my people at?
That nigga sound like Tyler Perry around that motherfucker.
Hey. Sound like Meek Freedom.
y'all not be trying to imitate everybody.
Yeah, I hear you, man. What's good with y'all? How's it been? How's it going? What's up good?
It's going good down here. Just called this 1-800 number. You know, down here in Louisiana, they got these people that's paying a, if you stay in the state of Louisiana, they're taking $150 off your light bill. So, everything going good, Jay.
What? Come on, Tick. Yep. Get on.
These motherfuckers ain't trying to take shit off of nothing. You heard it, you paid. I shared it today on Facebook.
It's supposed to start tomorrow. So I sent it to so many people. Because I know, you know, it's a little bit help, you know.
My sister-in-law live here. You know what I'm saying? And he got some ailments. These motherfuckers ain't giving nobody no goddamn break. Gotta be like, nigga.
They do it here.
If you drive too fast, you ain't got no break.
Louisiana always got something to where they gonna help out some kind of way.
Well, I mean, they be trying to help out, but you know, at the end of the day, nigga, it's like, what, you got like $3 off your bill type of shit? That motherfucker be like $800 take $3 off type of shit.
You should have seen me about a couple of hours ago. I was calling all my clients, telling them, you know, because they elderly. So one of them was like, oh man, that's good. My next bill is going to be $15.
Hell no, nigga. I don't give a damn what you do. Nigga, you got to be sitting in the dark for like half of the month for your goddamn bill to be $15.
Right.
God damn. Hey, you know what? Even when I was a kid, I never knew of a $15 phone electric bill.
Right.
Nigga,
no, I got wind of it today.
Taking up $15.
Look, I got wind of it today, and I was like, what? I'm talking about I had knew it in 5 minutes. I told him,
look,
I don't call.
Even back in the day, even the motherfuckers now, they got them big old, look at all the big old fat TVs. Niggas don't have the flat screen.
Mm-hmm.
Got them big old fat TVs. Nigga, that's a whole nother $15, $20.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you got an electric stove.
Show...
Oh, geez.
Right. Mm-hmm. I sure wish they were doing it down there, because they need to be doing it everywhere, to be honest with you. The highest gas and stuff for you.
Well, see, what it is, it's like, you know, when the summertime come around, because, see, they got something called a flex alert going on around here, so hopefully this shit don't go out, but they got something called a flex alert to where between 4 and 9, you're not supposed to be running the dang appliances and shit like that. So flex alert, if she gets, because what happens is, if everybody's running too much power, it'll blow out the power grid to where everybody should go out. So they got something called a flex alert going on right now. And that shit is fucked up. It's at the 4 to 9. So, like, no washing clothes, not running, like, a whole lot of power and all that over shit like that. But any time when they got a flex alert, they can just cut your shit off.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That's California for you. Yeah, but shit, man, everything is all good like firewood. Let me see.
Y'all started school down there?
Oh, yeah, they started school. My goddamn godson, he goes to school right down the street. So he gets turned up every morning when it's time to go to school. He got this, he in the third grade. This little girl in the fifth grade, and he's like, she a chunky girl. I'm like, and my godson, I'm gonna send you a picture. He look like Drake. He ain't what people call him that.
No.
He look like Drake, but he like this little chunky girl. He love this little chunky girl. No, he be trying his best. He wanna go to school so fresh and so clean. You know what I'm saying? JoJo in the building.
Welcome,
what up, JoJo?
Welcome to the show.
What's up, old guy? Yeah. Oh man, we hanging like wet clothes. Two broke people in the squad meeting.
Spinning that. What up, Bob?
Hey, Julia gave me an idea because we're gonna rock that. It's our anniversary for the rest of the week.
It's our anniversary.
The anniversary was banging, man. That was the banger.
Man, I'm super duty tonight, man. I'm here with my son, so. I'm super duty, man. Excuse me for being rude.
You said what now?
I said I'm sitting here with my son, man. My younger son. You feel me? Cold ass brainiac. You know, when you hear him speak, I'm gonna see if he'll get on. But when you hear him speak, you're gonna be like, hey, he's very intelligent. Like for facts. You see me?
Well, I mean, if you got a big ass brain, so your kid gotta have a big ass brain too.
I think his might be a little bigger than mine though.
If you start making shit move around the room, then you gotta be served.
Well, I might have to make you feel like that.
This little big brain right here is awesome, bro. This shit move around.
He can be a computer, some swats. He can build guns. He's good. Like, he's really the shit that I didn't even think about doing, he could do it.
For real.
I watched him do it from a young pup after he came out of his mom to who he is now today. You see me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hey, is it okay if I let him say hi to you?
Yeah, let him dial in.
Most definitely.
Hey, what's going on, man? Much love. You know, I'm Toke's son. I'm Nani. Nice to meet everybody.
Hello.
Welcome to the True. How you doing, hey, brother? How you feeling?
No, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, just vibing, taking it day by day, you know.
Taking it day by day.
Yes, sir.
That's all you can do, take it day by day.
Yes, sir. So you know, I never know what tomorrow holds, but, you know, I'll see when it comes.
So what do you like to do in this heated summer? What you like to do to beat the heat?
Say it one more time.
What you like to do to beat the heat, man?
To beat the heat?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like to ride my motorcycle and get on the freeway.
He say get on the motorcycle and ride on the freeway.
That's to me one of the best ways to keep cool, you know, over anything else. I mean, other than that, you know, just stay in the AC, you know, go to your cooling centers, your malls, you know, stay at the house, you know, stuff like that.
I hear you. So you be having on your helmet when you be on the freeway on the motorcycle, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And then, how the hell that keep you cool? Because if I get on a motorcycle, I'm going to have on a suit of armor.
I have my riding jacket and stuff like that. But with my helmet, I actually have air vents in my helmet. So all I do is open my vents unless it's cold, then I'll just close them.
I don't get down like that, bro. That's too much concrete, too much road rise, cars hitting my legs. I'm good on a motorcycle.
Yes, sir.
I have to have a motorcycle. It won't even be a motorcycle. It'll be a car. You know what I mean? If I was driving a motorcycle, it'd have to have a whole little... You know, the whole little outside look like a car type of thing, so it won't even be a motorcycle.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
No, I definitely understand. You know, you just got to be careful. You know, I went, I did California CHP. I went and did my safety course and stuff like that with some of the actual real professionals. I was able to, you know, learn from that. And my brother has been riding motorcycles since he was like 2-3 years old, you know, so he was the one who really got me on the bike and who showed me, you know, how to move around. So I just make sure I'm safe, you know, stuff like that.
That's good. Because like I said, I'm scared because I get on one of them. I told my wife, I say, when we get rich, I'm just going to have a big old house. And I'm just going to drive my motorcycle around the compound. That's it. You gonna
yes,
go to school
sir,
on
you
your
should.
Motorcycle? No.
Are you gonna have training wheels on your motorcycle?
Yep, I told him it's gonna be two sidecars. It's gonna be like training wheels. You know how they got the sidecar? I'm gonna have one on each side.
And excuse me, one second. I don't mean to be rude, but hey.
Oh, you good,
Uncle Joe? Man, what's going on?
What's up with it, Matthew?
No, nothing much, you know, just hanging in there, staying blessed, trying to keep it pushing.
I feel you on that. That's all you can do.
That's yes, sir.
The best thing you can do.
Yes,
so
sir.
So check
positivity
it out. Do you do music and stuff, too?
No, sir. I actually go and I build computers. I'm really, really technical with stuff like that. I'm good with technology in general. So I can wire things. I've built phones. I've built tablets. I've built computers.
You broke into an Apple computer.
I broke into an Apple computer.
I know that already because I do all the same stuff. I'm just an old head, but I do all that stuff. I build computers and tablets and, you know, I hack a lot of stuff.
Yes, sir.
I'm just going to tell you.
Well, I was going to ask a question, but I'm not going to ask that question on the air because, you know.
I'm going to tell you because, you know, back in the days, I used to just hack shit just to see if I could hack it. And I haven't really been doing it, like, you know, recently, but I used to always try to figure out how can I do X, Y, Z. And some people taught me how to do X, Y, Z. So I was like, oh. But
absolutely.
Even just being able to do it was what I wanted, but I never carried it out in order for me to do things. I mean, back in the days when they had MySpace, I used to hack these people MySpace all the time. This one cat, you know, I had this girl on my cover, and he was trying to talk to me like I was a girl. And I was like, hey,
right.
Dude, you see it say King Scrap. Oh, you little faggot motherfucker. Boop, 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 boop. I was like, all right. So what I did was I went to his MySpace, right? And I changed his password to where he couldn't get in. He couldn't even get in his account. So I put teddy bears and flowers all over his MySpace. And then I changed all his captions because he had all his boys on there. And excuse me, but the he had like hugging one of his homeboys like, yeah, this is my homeboy Pete. I've been wanting to fuck him all my life. So I changed all his captions. And he couldn't even get back in his space, in his MySpace to change. So that was probably like, you know, one of the things that I've done. And then, of course, you know, I play a lot of, you know, PS 2, 3, 4, 5. And when we on there, and they be like, oh, nigger. I'll be like, all right. So I go and hack them, you know. But I think that's, you know, I'm credible on that. You know, I could do that. But anyway, you know what I'm saying, all of that. You know, but, yeah, that's what I do. I do the same thing, man. I got, like, how many computers you think is in here, JoJo? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
about
7, 8. There's 8 computers in my studio.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. You did that. I think I got about, I think, maybe 6 in my, just in my bedroom.
Yeah. I got about eight in there, not counting the laptops and tablets and what's in the house, you know what I mean? But, you know, that's good, man, that you're doing it. How old are you?
I'm 19. I will be 20 years old in January.
Woo! 20 years old, boy. Hey.
Yes, sir.
I think I'll give my left thumb to be 20 years old again, knowing what I know right now, I'd probably be the richest motherfucker in the world.
Yes, sir. And with all due respect, I want to tell you another one of the things that I'm actually into and I'm interested in. I don't know what your perspective is on it, but I like to get into some of the crypto, you know, not into like Wall Street and stuff like that, but, you know, like stuff like how gas shot up, investing the gas and the oil, you know what I'm saying? Little things like that.
Well, wait a minute, hold on. Damn, turn that up too loud. Go down. There we go. Now, see, that's one of the things that I'm kind of lost in that crypto and all that stuff. I'm kind of lost in all of that stuff because it never been like, I never been interested in it, you know, because it's like, I remember those cats that came on and they was, what's the homie that interested me? They were trying to get us to get some front food. Remember that shit, Jojo? The hamburger?
Yeah. I'm familiar.
They were trying to give it away free, and Buddha was going to be the spokesman. And I was like, well, so if I go to the store and get a loaf of bread, would I be able to pay for my loaf of bread with it? Yeah, pay down with it. You was going, I just couldn't, I mean, my whole thing is this. What I always said was, let's say if I gave $100 in the crypto, the only way to make sense to me is if I got $200 worth of crypto and I could go and spend it like a double up. You know, back in the day, it was a dope game. It was like, you know what I'm saying? You spend 20, you get 40. So now you got 40. So now you got double up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to see what the hell was the significance of having cryptocurrency. What is it? Is it making it, is it doubling your money? Is it making it bigger? And then I'm hearing that a lot of stocks is falling. So that means that your crypto dollars might wind up being less than a dollar.
Right. You get the crypto change.
So do you jump in, get what you get real quick, and jump out? How do you get your funds?
Because it seems like a stock thing. It's more stock than anything.
What you want to go and do is, see, you can go and target the dollar amount that you put in, or you can target what you actually got in crypto. So when you go and you exchange your normal money, whether it be $100 and you get it in crypto, your cryptocurrency is worth something different than what you spent. So if you go for the exchange rate, which is what most people don't do, even if the stocks go down, look at it like this. Your exchange rate, which is what it's been for, like Bitcoin, for example, it hangs around $20,000. It's been like that all since 2021 for the most part. It took a little bit of a dive from 60, 70, and it went back down to 2021. But you got to remember, that's for every one Bitcoin.
So what you have to do is like I said, it's kind of like the stock market. So you kind of got to just hold on to your stock, and when it go up, if you want to sell, or is that kind of like what it is?
Yes, sir. Honestly, and I look at it like this. My parents always taught me one thing. You got to know when to hold them, and you got to know when to fold them. You know what I'm saying? So that's just really what it is. It's just a game of knowing when to hold them and knowing when to fold them. As long as you know and you're staying up to date, so as long as you're looking at the portfolios and stuff like that, you're checking your charts out and you're seeing what your numbers are doing, you'll be fine, because as soon as the number starts to drop, you'll be able to catch it. Like, I have a thing on my computer set up to where I monitor the markets by the second. So whatever's happening by the second, I watch it change just as if I was sitting behind a computer on Wall Street.
So that means that, like, if you have like one computer and that's what it's doing for you, and one computer is just going through all of the crypto, and stop serving me. I don't like that. I'm not that. I mean, I'm old, but I ain't that old. No more serve.
I'm just trying to keep it respectful.
I understand, man. I ain't tripping. Look, so
with all due respect, what would you like me to
tell you? You have one computer that actually just sit up there and run the numbers. So, like, say for instance, when it gets so high, when would you just sell it to where you can make extra money off of it?
Pretty much whenever you're ready. It depends on if you're, and that's where they trick you with crypto. And the hard part is getting the exchange rate. So the hard part where most people lose money, especially with Bitcoin and stuff like that, it's with the exchange rate. They usually go for the pennies that they had got off of what they put in U.S. currency, instead of going and actually extracting from the crypto and turning that back into tangible money.
So how much have you actually made off of doing all of this?
If you don't mind. I've made easily. Oh, absolutely. No worries. I've made, and this is just, you know, going and playing on the computer, not even full time. I've made a few thousand dollars.
Oh, okay. Good. Good. Good.
So, you know, I'm not trying to do it. And you got to say it again.
Go ahead.
Yes.
You good?
I have a Chromebook, and I paid $50 for the laptop, you know, and that's one of my computers that I use, at least to monitor this. You know, it's not nothing strenuous really for the computer, but, you know, that's what I use to do stuff like that, you know. So I didn't really start off, you know, a lot of people start off, you know, crazy setups and stuff like that, and they got 3-4 computers to look at it. I have one computer. And I have one computer that runs multiple accounts that's able to go and instantaneously go back and forth between all of them. No different than you switching email.
I'm gonna have to get you up here with me so you could teach me that, because I just don't. Me personally, I just don't trust it. It seems risky, you know. But somebody like yourself who knows it, it's kind of. You know, it was intriguing. I want to do it.
No, I'm taking you from my son right now.
I want to do it.
I'm taking you from my son right now.
Huh?
He's a brainiac. I told you he's a...
Hey, I'm telling you, I would love for him to sit up here in front of me and show me how it actually works.
You know, I only have 2 kids.
Quite the contrary, it's a joke.
I would like for him to sit here.
No, I'm not throwing you.
I need to see. He could tell me all day on how everything goes, but I would love to be right here.
It would actually be easier for him to actually show you.
Yeah, showing me is better than telling me. You know,
you feel me when he
go out to make that happen.
I'm trying to
open up to the whole crypto thing, because to me it never made no damn sense. You know, now I'm seeing things on the stores. They were like, "We accept crypto." I'm going,
yeah.
What I do?
If you look at it now, they got like Bitcoin fucking ATMs now. So you get your Bitcoin card now, and you can go and cash out on the damn Bitcoin ATM. You feel me? And I'm like putting my card in to the Bitcoin ATM, and I'm thinking it's a regular fucking ATM, and it's not.
Yeah,
it's just
because
Bitcoin.
Because that's what you know. Snoop got the new Death Row, and basically. You know, if you sign with Death Row, that's kind of what you getting ready to sign crypto.
Well, you mentioned Snoop. I didn't mention Snoop, but you mentioned Snoop, and I have history, a little work with him, and everything, just a little bit, you know. But I could tell you,
Snoop, my wife is fucking with me, my bad. Snoop is like, if you sign to the new Death Row, you're going to get ready to get paid for crypto versus cash.
But you have to ask yourself a question, though, bub. Hey, I know you're very more intelligent than that. What the fuck is a new Death Row? Nobody is going to sign up to no new Death Row. Right? Everybody understands and knows the old Death Row with Pac, with RBX, with Nate Dogg, with Snoop, with DJ Quick, with Battle Trump, like all these other
people. I was sitting right there, bro. I was sitting right there, so I know everybody who was in there.
You feel what I'm saying? So there's no such thing as I was actually with Hutch, with Ali at the studio, before K and G passed, which is one of my closest partners. I didn't make it to the funeral. But when Hutch actually just got out, like literally like the night before we was in the studio and Hutch got out, we came to the studio, we were in Rancho Cucamonga, you know what I mean, at the studio, and obviously Ali is the engineer, whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm talking about, and I got pictures and videos of the shit and everything like that there, you feel me, but the reality of it is, the reality for me of it is Hutch always been a real dude. Hutch not no fake dude.
No, Hutch is good. Dude.
Yeah, that's a real dude.
Yeah,
but when
Hutch
you pay for
Gold
a
Max,
motherfucker,
I went to school with Gold Max, and, you know, I'm a son.
Yeah, Hutch a real dude. And you ask him about Coke and Smoke. That nigga will tell you. Ali will tell you. Yeah, that's my stage name. Bro know me, so I don't have to, you know, throw my government out, which Coke is a anonym for my actual name. It's a,
right.
You know, a colloquialism, if you will, for my actual name. Because most people think Coke is a colloquialism for smoking weed, and it's not.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? My name has Toke in it. My actual government name, which I'm not scared to give. I don't give a fuck because I don't fuck with people. Now, you fuck with me, then I'll fuck with you. But I don't fuck with people. So my name is Tokina.
Right. Well, that's something that a lot of people won't just,
right.
You know, remember anyway.
Right.
If I tell you
right.
My damn government name, everybody going to know what it is. Cause it's so
right.
Familiar.
Right.
I ain't
I'm gonna tell you how gangster my daddy was, and he was a real gangster. He did the military shit and everything. Like for a lot of years, he was medically discharged from the military after 14 years, and he was in the Korean War. The Hill, Burger Hill, 873
hey.
Or whatever the fuck.
Hey, my father was in the Korean War, bro. And he was
he was
one of the cats that jumped off the helicopter. He was one of the pet. Well, I don't know what they call.
He was a paratrooper.
He jumped out the goddamn airplane out the helicopter,
right.
Nigga.
Right.
That's my father.
Well,
wait,
my
hold on.
He wasn't in the Korean War. You feel me?
Oh.
My dad was in the Vietnam War, but he was stationed in the Korea. 4 years before the war started. Papa Rome was just like he was old enough at the time he passed to be my grandfather, obviously. Well, he was older than my grandfather. He was actually in the Korean War. Like in the thick of the shit. You feel what I'm talking about?
My father told me some crazy shit. Hold on, let me check that out. Caller 623.
What I'm saying is
623.
Oh, I apologize.
Go ahead.
623. Hello.
That
it's Antonio.
Who this?
It's Antonio.
I'm Antonio.
Antonio. Hold on. Let me give you some claps real quick.
Hey.
I didn't remember your number.
Hey, Antonio, what's going on?
That go your uncle over there. Hey, look. Y'all go on and top it up for about 2 minutes. I got to go to the waterworks. Hold on.
Yeah, now you're comfortable.
I was listening.
How you doing, Antonio?
Hey, Cuzzo.
Yeah, how's everything going with the music, baby?
It's going. What's up? What are you doing?
Nothing much, you know. Just sticking to my craft.
I know I heard you were talking about the crypto.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, that money.
Mm-hmm. As long as you go for the exchange rate, you're good.
It's just like an investment. If you, like how you invest in yourself, if you're going to win or you're going to lose.
Yeah.
Depends on how
you
do it.
That's how
life is. Knowing when to hold and when to fold.
You know, that's something you got to walk through life with. If you don't know when to hold them and you don't know when to fold them, you're going to struggle through life.
You know?
I was listening.
So as long as you go and you know when to hold them, and you know when to fold them, you good.
That's what's up.
I heard that.
And absolutely. But how you feeling today?
I'm off work. The best feeling.
Yeah. Absolutely sticking
to
the grind.
Shoot. I'm chilling. I was just calling in. I was listening.
What's going on?
Hey, Joe, why are you so quiet?
I'm not quiet. Everybody's talking, so I'm about to have a conversation. I'm listening.
Stretch, what this nigga doing, man?
Hey, so the Cajon open now, or is it still shut down?
I don't know. Thank God my wife let me stay at the house for the last couple of days, so I ain't even been up the hill, family.
Yeah, because Cajon was on fire earlier, and that shit was shut down.
What do you mean on fire?
Nigga, fire, nigga, you know.
Like as in fire, like hot, like flames?
Yeah, you know how that shit go, nigga, the forest catch on fire.
Get the fuck on .com. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know that at all. No, not for fake, for real. I didn't know that at all.
Oh, for real? Yeah, I was just looking at that shit right now. They saying it barely just opened.
Oh, I've been down here for, what, 2-3 days, sir? I've been down here for a few days now. Like, I didn't know, like, you know, I'm broke.
From San Bernardino to
Barstow
is 2 hours and 8 minutes.
Get the fuck out of here. Like, I could have went back home, but I was like, shoot, I called baby, and I was like, babe, please, just look out for me. Like, she was like, just come to the house, fool. You know, like, so I don't know about it. I didn't know about it.
Yeah, man, it's a fire, nigga. It's out now, but yeah.
Is it technically out, or is it literally out?
No, that shit is out. It's out. They opened it back up. That's why it takes 2 hours and 8 minutes to get home.
Hey, so Stretch.
What up?
I think he's still in the bathroom.
No, I just came back. I'm back. I'm back.
Let me ask you a question, Joe.
Everything. Huh?
Let me ask you a question, Joe. Stretch. Is that Stretch or is that you, Joe? Because y'all motherfuckers sound familiar.
That Stretch was talking. That was Stretch talking.
I'm Stretch, right?
Hey, Stretch, so when can we get my niece in the studio?
Whenever y'all could get her up here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Tom J, did you hear that?
Yep. Can you hear me?
Hey, Jeff.
Whenever you could get up here.
Well, shit, hey, she grown, motherfucker. I ain't going to go get her. I'm going to drive her ass home.
It's all good like firewood, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's going to drive out here. I'm not driving to fucking Arizona to get her and bring her ass back out here to bring her ass back to
Arizona.
No,
that's
not a... Hell yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Hello.
Oh, I said, I'm not doing it.
If you give me some gas money and enough of it, I'll probably consider it. Notice I didn't say I was going to do it. I said I'll probably consider it.
Yeah, I need about $150, you know what I'm saying, and I can get you there and buy you.
Fuck that. Fuck $150. Give me $300, okay? You see? You give me three, I'll go and get it. And take her back home.
Well, you know, we got a Jeep, and then you got the Lexus. So the Lexus, you got to put that premium gas in there. So that's just all about.
Man, I'm into something that you had like that there. And I got my homeboy car because I don't have a car right now. My homeboy let me use this shit. He in an Infiniti.
And you got to put the premium gas in there?
But I was trying to let him give me the range. You know, he drives Tesla. I was actually trying to let me get the work van, which takes the flex fuel, which is only $2 and some change right now.
Confetti Guerrilla Soldier. The Real Soldier up in the building. Hold on. Damn.
Yeah.
Clap your hands.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Puta work a lot though. Like she work a lot, but she's a phlebotomist, so she works
a
lot. You know, so it's kind of like
what I could do is I could try to put some stuff together. Man, she could work on some stuff. You know, so if she decides she want to come out, she could just come and it already be done. All she got to do is come here and lace. You know what I mean?
Well, no, she's gonna come out.
No problem.
Yeah, and I'm speaking to her, and she's on the phone, but she's gonna sit on the patio because Uncle Toby's like to keep his house cold. As that motherfucker AC gotta be pumped. This nigga is like anemic or something. I don't fucking know. You know?
I probably.
But
am.
I can't. Yeah, I have to have my shit cold. Like it's got to be cold. Like I to sit in the house. And it's hot as shit. I've done that for endless years. I can't do it right now. I'm too old.
I'm too naked.
You know,
I'll
be out there.
Yeah, we'll get something together. We'll put together some stuff because in a matter of fact, I'm gonna have to jump into a couple. So, as a matter of fact, we're gonna jump into a Tony.
Right, we're stretched. I was thinking I'm gonna go back up Friday, so I really just want to connect with you and meet you and you know shindig with you for a second. But I'll be back up Friday, yeah, tomorrow because I've been working. So tomorrow will be my 10th day straight. I've been working 10 days straight, no days off. You feel me?
That's all good.
So yeah, no days off. So I this Sunday coming up. I know I'll have off because I'm going to do the accounts that I have to do Saturday. I work two jobs, so the accounts that I have to do Saturday, I'm going to do both of them on Saturday. So Sunday I have just all day, every day, all, like every hour,
hey,
every minute off.
Hey, you jump up here early. We get ready to get to work. Check this
you
out,
see
man.
What I'm talking about?
Radio,
you
man.
What I'm talking
give
about?
Us a call, man. We're an hour in. We've been talking a lot of shit, but it's all been good. You know, give us a call. 1597 West Radio. Confetti, what's up, man? I see you down there, Confetti. Let me give Confetti a couple of bars. What up, Confetti?
What's going on, man? I'm just queuing in, listening to the hottest topic. What we talking about? Just trying, you know.
Oh, hottest topic is Token and Tony. They got a topic right now. And hey, look, you know what I'm going to do first? Let me give y'all, I'm going to leave the line open. I'm going to give y'all the long version of, you know, the anniversary. Our anniversary was Monday, right? You know what I'm saying? So,
hello.
I'm going to get ready to give y'all this song, folks. Hold on. And I'm going to leave the line open because I know when I played on Monday, everybody was humming. Everybody was singing. Yeah, I know. So we getting ready to see what's getting ready to crash right now. This is the long version. I'm leaving the lines open. Then we getting ready to go on to some stuff. True West Radio, West Coast Wednesday. Let's see.
Thank you.
Okay, so who puts anniversary at Paul Revere? Back to back. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, nigga. It's our anniversary, you know what I'm saying? Monday is our 5th year, so we get ready to play it out for the rest of the month, you know what I'm saying? Check this out.
It's
we're about
the 5th year?
To say, yeah, yeah.
But I thought you were going to say there was 7.
Down.
hold your weight, don't fucking clap. At the same time, lyrically enter my stations, plant them nations, underground, dungeon creation. Sounds blasting out your venue, sounds I salute to. Give me a standing ovation, will you? You do you, I do me, I'm posted, asking be how power found it. I could never be slaughtered, I'll conceive by the underground streets, black box, their heart is red bone on the scene. Stallion on me, to buy hard green, my team better be about me. Howdy, rowdy, push machines, constantly, like increasing with my heat. Target pointing, bang it beat, how could it be? That shit so sweet, sweat so deep. So spirit, I'm so body waving, go. Sweating platinum clothes, you already know. Yeah, let go of my hold, yeah. Yeah, let go of my fold, yeah, yeah, yeah. Down and down and I catch me cause I'm falling down and down and I falling down and I catch me. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling down and down and I catch me. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling, falling.
You don't know what you've done to me. I never thought you'd leave me shivering. It's kind of sick how I'm stuck on you. But I don't care cause I need you. And how I feel will remain the same. Cause you're my baby.
Listen.
And when the world's like a stressy eye, so you won't run it to relieve my drive.
My drive.
You keep me sane and I can't complain. You make me sad the way you give me brain. I feel the calm flowing down my veins. The way you feel drives me insane. Now this is how another human life can make me calm just by being alive. Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you say me.
You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping wet.
Baby, 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 baby.
What up, everybody? You rockin' live. King Scratch. DJ Hell Love. I'm your boy, the Federal Coach, with True West Radio. What up, Gold Miner Records? Southside Live Click. Representing all the way from the dirty south, baby. We in the building.
What's up, man? Better True, True.
West, nigga. Welcome, welcome to the truth. West, nigga. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the truth. West, nigga. It's that True West shit. We got King Scratch in this bitch. Ooh, we sweet pea. Gorilla Soldier. Oh, shit, the big homie, Scotty D. And then it's me, JoJo, nigga, the loco, you feel me? And then you got Have Love. Yeah, you know what? We got the homies in this motherfucking world. We got Mr. Everywhere. We got K-9. And yeah, we got the homie K-5. We got Brother Ali. Yeah, yeah, you feel me? Yeah. True West, nigga. Yeah, yeah, ooh-wee. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's that True West.
Kicking it on that True West side, Mr. Everywhere, 86 and JoJo in this bitch. We on the line with 99 and KD. What's up, Confetti, Sweet Pea, Scotty D, Booty and Rev Ali, Boss Claire, MIA, but them tables still turn. Long as the team scratch it up, hell, we always the number one. Hit us up Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 through 10 Pacific time, cause that's the only way that we gon' let you in. Get if you want to, put your ass in the corner, treat you like a phone and call you up a corner. Straight headshots, fuck your body on, fuck your aroma, if you ain't trying to walk True West, fuck you when you dress. We the best, we the truth. We bulletproof, my nigga, we built for it. So I wish you luck if you ever go against the grind. You bring it for the side and make you out. A matter of fact, it's time for King Scratch. I'll be on my way for today. I say what I have to say.
Do what's in the time, man. Cool, man. That's how we get down. Hey, give us a call, 323-642-1597. Man, I didn't hold that shit that long. Man, we got my people in the room. DJ Have Love, Studio, motherfucking Dojo Loco.
It's our anniversary.
Hey, you know that's what I'm about to play right now. I'm about to play that shit.
It's a special day.
Hey, hey, we got Antonia in this mug. You know what
I'm
saying?
Now we got Sweetie in this motherfucker.
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay. Hey, look, I was just about to play that shit. I was gonna play that shit one more time. Since everybody is singing it. It's our anniversary.
Look, I ain't getting ready. I want to hear what y'all thinking. I'm trying to, because I hear people singing. I hear people rapping. I hear people talking. We're going to do it one more again. Cause we got 38 seconds left, man. Y'all better call in, man. 323-642-5097. I ain't cutting y'all off. I want to hear what y'all saying. I'm trying to lock in, all right? Two West, let's go.
All right.
It's our anniversary.
Hey.
Man, I thought we was on year number 7.
Nah, we are 5. We was
okay,
on the
we
other
all
station.
Alive.
We was on the other station.
Number 5.
We was on the other station, remember? We was on there with the old girl. So that's where we started. I don't hear that. I want to hang it and everything.
920.
Hey, Jody, what you got? Hey.
What's
your name? It ain't got to be no anniversary stuff. I take the anniversary and
nothing.
Come on, somebody do something.
Man, I'm
love.
That's just something.
So,
man,
are
you keeping the same toilet, or
are
they going to take the toilet out?
Man, y'all disappointed. Y'all made me play this motherfucker
and eat it for nothing. For a beautiful day.
Are they going to take the
same toilet, or are they going to take the
toilet out? They do need a fucking toilet. They do need a fucking
toilet.
That's all right. It's our anniversary, 5 years. Everybody went through blood, sweat, and tears. The pain goes down, the pain goes more. But everybody don't know what the truth is worth.
That's because
I keep rolling on the west side, but then I go from the east side, and I'm trying, and everywhere I need to be, don't see what I got to go with it, bro. So much for the flow. Pop my collar in my time. Oh, let it fuck. Because it means I got to go with you to show. Make it feel good, and I like this trick. Said I gotta do it, not remember the word of me. You want to be done, maybe something greater. Because I gotta go ahead and I pull straight from the head. Don't sit, don't sit. Everybody don't know what the fuck I'm gonna be. Yeah, and that's what it is. Because that's what it is and that's for me. It's gonna be like this, it's gonna be like that. Because the team is crap, you can ask that. Ha, forever, never.
I'm saying what I'm
I tried. All right, somebody must be putting time out.
It's a party going somewhere.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hold on.
You might have to be in the back where the hole is.
Yep.
Goddamn
Joe.
The first one?
Jojo.
You on the first one?
Jojo. Yeah.
On the first one?
The master.
Hey, wait a minute. That nigga got
that's
the most timeout.
Time
he got the most timeout in True West Radio history. You know that?
What you trying to say? It's his anniversary too?
No.
Hey,
the most timeout. But that nigga got more timeout than anybody on True West Radio.
What'd you say about confetti?
I say you next. You number two.
I'm number two. Make time out.
Yep.
Yeah.
With the time out.
Mm-hmm. I earned all mine. He have noise in the back.
At least you know you earned it.
That nigga Jojo, I had to go and get my hamburgers, man. Y'all got me fucked up.
He be in the back in timeout. I be talking trash while I got my timeout.
Hey, yeah, you be in timeout. You be talking and nobody don't hear your ass.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I say. I earned my timeout.
Hold on. That nigga confetti is the second.
But what I'm saying is I earned my timeout.
No, you were trying to put in timeout, especially when football season and you start talking shit. I put you in timeout quick.
I know, right?
Hell yeah.
You gotta go.
You gotta go.
You gotta go. All right. Hey, look, though. This motherfucker, Jojo, he had the most timeouts. I'm about to give everybody an award. I'm going to give, I got to give Jojo the most timeout award. Then, let's see, Confetti the runner-up.
Oh, goddamn, I get the runner-up?
You the runner-up, so you get second place. Second place ain't nothing but the first loser.
I'm gonna start doing confetti like the Sandman on Showtime at DePaulo.
I will tap that.
Hey, I'm about to give everywhere. He went first place. Nobody showing up at his shows. And confetti acknowledging it.
Don't worry about it. No, I'm sure you can
pay
somebody.
I'm paying for the award. I'm giving everywhere the plaque.
Exactly.
For the most empty shows he promoted.
That ain't funny, bro. You fuck around and you put this show together and you like, nigga, this shit. Hey, the wrong thing to be thinking about is, like, this shit is getting ready to be bomb as fuck. And then you be all hyped and shit, and then you look and you see about five people in the goddamn room.
No, and the only reason I'm there is because they got hot dogs and soda for free. Everywhere, do about 100 shows like that. He get a plaque.
They try to
he get a plaque with confetti.
Hey, look, though, they try to party, but you still got to go out there and perform, though.
Oh, here now.
Hey, look, we had to do that shit a few times. Well,
maybe if I do see
it wasn't that many people on there, but we got that shit rocking.
That damn, oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Hey, but you got to perform like it's 1,000 people, even if it's just 1 or 2.
Hey, look, make perfect. Fact, when I was on tour with Tone Low, we was out there. And we was,
what's the worst show you ever had?
It was like 350 people, but you know, if you in a big ass place, if you in a big ass place and you performing, 350 people look small as fuck when you see all these little empty seats. But you know, like if you want to like a club or something, and there's 350 people in there, that's it.
Oh, it's packed. Yeah, we're going to hold like 500 people.
No, that's
yeah, that's it. Dope.
Hey, so what? You was y'all in a big venue with 350 people?
It was like 1,000 people, but it was only about, it probably been about 400. So,
oh, you said the worst crowd I had?
Yeah, I mean,
that's how confetti was. Confetti was performing in the House of Mirrors, so he thought it was a sold out crowd. It was just him and his DJ. Then he got mad because everybody had the same shirts they had on.
Hey, nigga, where the money from the merch? That nigga ain't got no money. He ain't got no money from the merch.
Hey, that nigga everywhere. That nigga.
Like everywhere we say, making this joke for a whole month for confetti, huh? God damn it.
Hey, and the sad part, one of the people in the crowd threw a water bottle at him. He didn't even know that was himself.
That's wrong.
They said,
man,
he ran off stage like Red did when Debo took his bike.
I ain't letting everywhere promote no more. I'm not letting everywhere promote no more of my shows. That must have been a show he promoted.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, I told everybody free to get in all night. Yeah, confetti, the only one showed up. The performer.
Hold on. The reason about confetti, man. Did y'all say free? I'm there. Drop me off right here. Damn, this guy be the best hamburger.
Hey, Scratch. I said, confetti, how'd the show go? He said, how'd the show? He said, man, I couldn't see to the back. I said, why? He said, man, they had that fog machine going on. I said, well, I thought you had a sold out crowd. He said, no, man, it was just me, the DJ, and the janitor.
That was, he promoted it. He probably paid me anyway. You know, when you promote the damn shows and you tell me to show up, you pay me up front because I know if ain't nobody gonna be there.
Yeah, I promoted, man. I lost that $10,000 that night, boy. Hey, I was $9,999 short, man.
On.
I lost $10,000.
That nigga said, come on, confetti. I know. It wasn't because of our audience, because of your promotion.
I had one person show up from confetti show. I just said, just give me whatever you got you in your pocket. They gave me $1. So I was $9,999 short.
Yeah, I'm still here, motherfucker, man. Fuck y'all, man. That's funny as fuck.
I thought that said 10,000 pesos. I didn't know it said $10,000.
Hey, you know, goddamn, well, you called me in for a filler 5 minutes before the goddamn show started. You just hoping somebody be in the crowd. You were saying if they come in, they won't be mad because there's a gang coming.
Hey, Scratch.
You tricked me.
Huh?
Hey, Scratch, I told him he's going to have to get dressed in the car. I can't cut the lights on him in my dressing room. He's going to run my bill up.
hey, you know your artist wasn't showing up.
Right.
Your artist wouldn't show up to the goddamn show. You told me.
In the car. He couldn't let him use the dressing room.
Yeah, the motherfucking artist ain't showing up. I said, confetti, I need you to buy standby. Hey. He said he might not show up. Okay, the filling pack.
I can see him putting his shirt
down. Hey, you know,
I
felt sorry for you. I say, nah, he's a man, I'm gonna pay you next month. Now just give me some hot dogs and chips. I'll do it for a favor, bro.
Confetti at the traffic light with the feet in that back trying to put his shirt and belt on for the show.
This just happened down there every night. If y'all motherfuckers always go at it about something, y'all motherfuckers is funny. Now we give my app. I'm gonna make another segment at the end of the night that's gonna be called Cap It On.
He showed up like Biggie Smalls and his bodyguard did when he 40 booked the show. It was an empty warehouse.
That's not that big.
Hey, yo, Scratch.
Cap It On.
My man. Hey, well.
All right, next.
When was the last time you came on the show?
I ain't did one in a while, man. I did the one for my boy T-Rail in Texas, Canada. That's going to be on September the 4th coming up.
I thought she was last weekend. Nobody showed up.
No, that's on Labor Day weekend.
Come on, man. heard Kevin about that show. Nobody showed up. I heard about that show. Nobody showed up.
That's the next name. Knock it off. That's the next name of the show.
They told each other to come back next week.
Knock it off.
Nobody showed up.
No,
you got your day. You talking about the day you had your show?
You know for empty shows. You know for empty shows. It don't even matter. We not even mad at you no more.
Hey, and I told Confetti, man, when you go to your show, see him in the crowd, he's talking about every show I do is no cameras allowed. I said, I know why now.
Knock it off.
Cap it
off.
I told him, film the crowd. He had to film himself. He was the only one in the building.
He threw the show.
Hey, wait a minute. That'd be fucked up. If you were in the building, you supposed to have a show. You ain't got no sound man. You ain't got no representative, no security, and you just standing in the building.
That's what happened. He had the show. He had a show for T-Rail 2 weeks ago. T-Rail called if they had no sound, man. He's like, fuck it. There ain't nobody show up.
Hey, compared to DJ like, stayed at the hotel and gave him the Bluetooth speaker in his jump drive.
You know. Hey, T-Rail, they called around. He said they knew it was going to be packed.
Yeah, I got the fan. Talk 100. I got the fan. As a matter of fact, everybody
Confetti was Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince. He was the DJ and the rapper.
That part is not order.
Hey, see, that's the problem.
Wait.
I be trying at your shows, man. I be trying to look out everywhere.
Hold on, Confetti, you goddamn ragamuffin. The gorilla soldier. That's the good. Hey, this nigga mama. Hey, I love, man, your mama, you know, she was all good, but this mama say, Confetti, gorilla soldier. Remember that? Confetti, mama said, Confetti, gorilla soldier. No, ma, the gorilla soldier. Nah. But look, check it out.
What's up? Let's get this for a call. Anybody there?
I don't know. What though? You know what? We're going to have to go back to the Freestyle Fridays, too.
Anybody there for the Fall Funk Fest?
Fall Funk Fest? Is that what you said?
That sounds like a good thing for
the Fall Funk Fest.
The what?
Fall Funk Fest.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to say, do we have to spell that shit out for you? I mean, nah.
Fall
Funk Fest is the shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I can't wait till the fall. When the fall comes through, that means the temperature going to drop.
Right on. Cool night.
Funk Fest. Oh, Funk Fest.
Oh, yeah. Hey, it's supposed to be a thunderstorm heading your way. Brett.
I know. I see it. I know it because the goddamn wind start blowing. Cuz, look, check this out. So I went outside the studio, right? And you know where the dogs be at in that little area right there, right? Nigga,
yeah.
the fucking UPS man parked across the street. And it was like a tornado went through that fucking whole yard. It picked everything up. Not everything, but mostly everything up. And the shit was spinning in the corner and started throwing that shit in the middle of the street, cuz. I swear I got that shit on tape, nigga. That motherfucker went right to the corner and the dog was out there looking like, what the fuck is that? I told my wife, she going, oh, yeah, it's just a dirt devil. Motherfucker, get the fuck out of here.
Well, at this point,
nigga, I went outside.
Hey. if it was some patio furniture, it's yours now because that's not stealing. You found it.
You know what I'm saying? No, it blew everything over the fence. You know where the dogs be at. It threw all that shit over the fence, bro. Everything. Not everything, but most of the shit. It's like, damn, I was going to go out there and clean up the yard, and the motherfucking tornado came and threw it over the fence. That's cool.
Now it's the neighbor's problem.
Yeah, it ain't my problem. No.
Hey, that was a train of testament.
Oh, that shit was so G. I'm telling you, I'm going outside from the UPS, man. That shit was happening while I was walking outside. So I'm thinking like, fuck, I got to go and look back at my camera, and the camera got it. The camera is what saw that shit. I was like, nigga, I ain't tripping. Cause I told my wife, I was like, nigga, I ain't tripping. It was a tornado when I got damn yard. It picked up a gang of shit and threw it over the gate. I was like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, so that's what that is. Hey, True West Radio, man, we on some, you know what I'm saying? Well, our fifth anniversary, you know, that was Monday. A lot of people missed it, and I wish I would have been there because, you know, it would be a special day. But we can rather run through this mug the whole month, the rest of the month. We only got a few days left, so we still getting ready to get down. You know what I'm saying? So check this out, True West Radio, man. We're about to get into a couple of jams. We're going to close it out, and then we can go to after hours. Yeah, you know, shit, sometimes I get tired of talking to y'all. I just let y'all talk and I go home and go in the house and go to sleep.
That's crazy, man. That is real crazy.
I'm just saying, for real. All right, True West Radio, man. Give us a call, 323-642-1597. Let me play my nigga. Miss my nigga.
I feel you. Mama, just a little girl. She was born a heavy set girl with pigtails and curls. A heart full of gold, still it won't change the world. Though she could never understand why some underhanded plans witness a man die. Was only 15, should have been the beauty queen. Still see her crying by the caskets when her parents got killed. Little girl, don't cry, cause even though they died, you can best believe they watching over thee from the sky. Never asked for this misery, but look at what you getting. It's a blessing in disguise when they find out you're pregnant. No money, no home, and even though you all alone, you got to do this on your own. So baby, go, I wish you luck, and if you need me, call. Just come to me and let me feed you all. I can understand the way it feels when you're fighting the world, facing all this drama when mama's just a little girl. And mama's just a little girl. At 16, what a beautiful thing, the very essence of a jet black ebony queen. And who could tell she'd get pregnant at an early age? She didn't listen, had sex, watch her belly raise. Hey, you got violated by someone she dated. If this is fate, I hate to see the seed she created. And so we waited, though it takes time to build a body in the mind. She reclines 9 months, then finally it's time. What do we find? Little growing boy of mine, of a tortured soul, addicted to a life of crime. At no time for the growing stage, he learned his values on the streets at an early age. Watch for police, don't come home. Why? Cause mama's acting crazy at the hospital. About to have another baby like a rose from the concrete. Growing with it, blessed with twins. How the hell can mama raise 3 men? So we began close to family. Such insanity, a happy home. From one act of inhumanity. Plus mama said the seed was corrupted. Used to rub her belly, begging us to breathe and she loves us. Now mama sits quiet, sipping peppermint snots. Turn her house into a spot, made her watch for cops. Hey. How could mama bring a thug like me in this world? She ain't the cause of all the drama. Cause mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Now, would she remain in the same spot? The gunshots rang, they came from the cane spot. Now look here, I see her clutching the sun. In her arms she hurt, her heart bleeding as she watched her seed die in the dirt. Fulfill prophecy, but who could stop the grief? I walk around trying to hold the world up on top of me. I'd probably be an innocent man, still I'm the victim of a curse. What could be worse? Nothing but pain since my birth. Family functions at the pen, cause everybody's been paying back society.
see I'm guilty of a life of sin. Watch the drama occur, my eyes blurred before I dead it. I wonder why we all have to die before we get it. Though we shed tears, so many tears out of bury. Worried and scared, knowing I'ma see the cemetery. Must be prepared in this cold world, no one cares. Know where they fair, but we all bear and do our share in this land of the underhanded schemes and plans. Vivid dreams of a nigga having G's in hand. Mama told me not to be a punk. Fuck what you talking about, coward, what you niggas wrong? Hey, there ain't a thing I wouldn't do for my mama in this world. Cause you know I ain't mad at you, you just a little girl. See, mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. Mama's just a little girl. I ain't facing all this drama. Cause mama's just a little girl. They ask us why we mutilate each other like we do. They wonder why we hold such little worth on human life. They ask us why we turn from bad to worse. It's to ignore from which we came. You see, you wouldn't ask why the roads that grew from the concrete had damaged pebbles. On the contrary, we would all celebrate its tenacity. We would all love its will to reach the sun. Well, we are the roads. This is the concrete. And these are my damaged pebbles. Don't ask me why. Thank God, nigga. Ask me how. Mama's just a little girl.
Thank you. West Entertainment. It ain't never been done like this before. A special salute to all you great motherfuckers near and far.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Another year in this bitch. True West Entertainment, we got our haters feeling real sick. It's time to celebrate and congratulate some of the realest motherfuckers that came through the no train to go. We posted up and taking over. We breaking milestones every year, so roll up and grab a beer. Buckle up and talk, we just getting started. We got the hottest motherfuckers taking over, representing for our culture.
True West Entertainment, man. You know, that's how we get down. We only got, about 7 more minutes left, but, in any case, man, thanks for everybody for tuning in. You know, if you're online, you know, and then everybody up here. Let me bring everybody out of here, man. Mr. Everywhere, DJ Air Blood, truly. Hold on. Let me give y'all some. Something y'all gotta go to a doctor for. We got truly. You know what I'm saying? We got JoJo Loco. Let me see. Hold on. Let me keep on going down. Anthony. And then we got Sweet Baby. Hold on. I'm trying to see if I got everybody up on this motherfucker. Shit.
Nope.
I got this big-ass motherfucking mic in front of my face. That's crazy because you notice I haven't been on, I don't call from the phone no more. I got this microphone. So I got to be looking over the side of the microphone in order to see what the hell I'm doing. My bad. Hey, this shit is dope, though. I like that shit. This is like only $56. You just clamp that shit to the side of your, you clamp it to the side of your desk or whatever. And you can move that motherfucker around. Might sound good. Then they give you shit like.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, I would love for you to beef me up like that when my shit sound like bullshit.
Hey. If you walk up in this motherfucker, your shit ain't gonna sound like bullshit. It's gonna sound like that. Or
all right, so stop beeping the bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Nigga, leave the bush alone. The bush ain't did nothing to you. You gonna beat the fucking bush.
Technically, it really did. No, you're right. I get
you. Just walk around the bush and talk to me, nigga. Don't beat the bush up and then walk through the bush like. Tired
so if you piss on it, if I piss on it, would you be mad at me?
Hey, you can piss wherever you like. Wherever you like.
You can piss wherever you like. Yeah.
You can piss where you want to. Hey, it's crazy. I remember I was in, we was doing a show in Houston when I told you it wasn't that many people up in this little spot. We're told no. We was in a limo and I kept on telling her, I said, I got to pee. Y'all better pull this motherfucker over.
Right.
I got to pee. Y'all better pull this motherfucker over. And
right.
I had some orange juice in a bottle at Donald Duck and some motherfucking Beef Eater's gin. Nigga, I took that shit to the head, and I pissed
right.
in my bottle.
Right.
They like, what the fuck you doing? I told this nigga to pull. Now he want to pull over. Cuz all you got to do is just pull over to the side.
Because you got to piss.
Yeah. We about to do a show, so I'm going to piss on myself. All my goddamn clothes back at the hotel type of shit.
Right.
I drunk that motherfucker right in the box.
Huh? I said, you're not going to piss on yourself for shit, no.
Hey, look.
Right.
I know my mama be mad as fuck, but my mama, if she got a piss, she would pull over and piss. My mama.
On the side of the road, my nah.
She don't give a fuck.
That's a woman, though. You see,
she don't give a fuck. My mama will pull over in peace. I'm telling you, she is a motherfucker.
My wife said, "Hey, she said if you push that baby, she can't hold it like you used to."
My mama don't. I swear, my nigga. I used to be embarrassed, like, when I was young, we was on the freeway, my mom would pull over and piss. I'd be like, girl, what the fuck you doing?
Hey, standing you know up like a real nigga, standing up.
No, nigga, we get the little girl squat, nigga. I'm like, nigga, you don't need this. I'm telling you, my nigga, I'm going, ma, this is fucking embarrassing. But then when I got older, I was like, I was just used to it. I was like, we got 100 miles to go to the bathroom, my mama will pull the fuck up. But it's just one thing about women. Women can hold their pee longer than us. That's why.
No. Well, yeah. Yeah, they can. Yes, they can. Yes, because I can't hold
them
my.
Women can hold their pee longer than men can. Them motherfuckers are dancing.
Yeah,
dancing.
From where we are, if I drink a six pack, me and baby is.
Women can hold. Women, y'all on here, right or wrong. Y'all could actually hold y'all pee longer than me. Because I'm telling you,
I can't speak for nobody that had children already, though.
I'm just saying.
No,
I can hold it only for so long, and then I'll be like, you got to stop this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You got to stop this motherfucker because I got a pipe. I got a pipe! So, yeah.
I mean, that's not abnormal to me. Maybe because my people from the country, you know what I'm saying? But, yeah.
What we gonna do is we gonna have a pee contest. We gonna get a man, we gonna get a woman, and then we getting ready to see when they got a pee, how long it's gonna take for one of them to break it to the bathroom. Y'all women got some shut them down. I'm just saying, some women, boy, they can hold pee a long time. I can't do it. I'd be like, man, I got to stop. Fuck this. Nigga, all kind of traffic and big trucks coming by, nigga. I'm getting the fuck out this motherfucker. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I don't know why it's like that, but it do seem to be like that.
Yeah, y'all women can hold that. Men be pissy as a motherfucker. True West Entertainment, man, check this out. We on West Coast Wednesday. We about to go to After Hours. Y'all missed out. See y'all on Friday. Yay. True West and we out. All right. Now we After Hours. But, nigga, women could shut that bitch down. All the homegirls, my wife, everybody, they be, I got to pee. Hold that shit for a long-ass time. You know what I'm saying? But see, when it comes down to niggas, you got to fucking get out the car. That's what I'm saying. Is it just because of the way men and women are built? They got like... They got bored. They got, you know, all that. That's the way they can hold that shit in. What the fuck?
Man, it's a science to it. It's an explanation for it. But it's not that important. But it's an explanation for it.
I got to do some research on this. Because I need to know this. How come we got a piss? I got a better question. How come sometimes when you pissing, when you a man, you fart? Why is that? Why is that? And that's what they funny. That's what you want to know. You sit up there, you be pissing, and you be just farting like a motherfucker while you pissing. I don't know if women do it, because I try not to be in the bathroom when my wife or whatever, nigga. I ain't trying to be in there for they, you know what I'm saying, they shitical.
Good, because that shit is weird as hell. I don't know what's up with that. Everybody need their own space to do that.
My wife, if the toilet paper ain't in the bathroom, she be like, can you get me some toilet paper? I throw that shit like a quarterback. You better catch it. I ain't trying to be in there. I want to be in there while you shitting. You know what I mean? That's just, that's not right. You know, shitting is, shitting is a private. I need my privacy. I need my privacy when I'm shitting. You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers be, I want to be in the bathroom, my wife taking the shit, and I'm just shaving, you know what I'm saying? And she over there, you hear all that squeaking on the toilet, then you smell the smell like, baby, that's his thing. And you just, I'm just saying, you know, but some people do that. You know, I think it's more like the white folks do that shit more than us. We wouldn't do that shit, really. You know what I'm saying? If I forget something in the bathroom and she's shitting, I'm going to get it. Oh, shit, I left my phone in the bathroom. Let me go in there and get it.
Nah, but I can wait. Shit. Until, it don't take that long. I can wait to get the phone.
I'm going to tell you what the trick is. See, you fuck around. You open the door. You take a deep breath. You go and grab your shit, and you walk out the door, and you breathe after that. I'm just saying. You breathe after that. So you just hold that breath like, then you run in that motherfucker like you hit some weed. You grab your shit, and you get out. Close
no,
the door back.
Y'all get something different. Y'all get something different. I love hearing my man shit.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. What do you say?
I'm different. I don't mind it. Open the door. Let it out.
Oh, Lord. That's kinky as fuck.
You were in.
No.
Not me. He can let it out. I ain't trying to smell it, though. But I tell you what, it's not like, you know, you need toilet paper. I'm not going to be like, I'm not bringing it, this and that. I just open the door, like, and stick it in there, like, or I'll close my eyes. I don't even have my eyes open just because I want privacy. So I feel like I should give privacy. So, nah.
I open the door. My wife up in the bathroom. I got through a flashbang in that motherfucker with some potpourri smell in that motherfucker.
And yeah, I was about to say. And besides, you want to take a doobie in there, take an incense, take some. Don't just go in the bathroom. Don't just do that.
Fuck did we get on this conversation? My bad.
You?
I forgot. I don't know how we got on this conversation. But I forgot I got to talk into the microphone. I'm leaning back to shit. But, yeah. Anyway.
Drop these bars. It turned me on when the bowels wrong. You heard me say
I got more bars in the prison.
Don't drop them bars. Turn me on when the bowels wrong.
Nigga, hey, look, we ain't gonna be on the air no more. I'm gonna have bars tomorrow.
We're gonna do freestyle.
I'm gonna have a no, we gonna do freestyle Friday. We gonna start it back on Friday.
Okay.
Hey, help! I'm not gonna give you this goddamn trophy. I just let you win last time, so get your bars right, nigga.
I got
you better practice for the rest. You better practice for the next couple of days. That nigga, I'm freestyling on everybody.
Yeah.
I'm gonna keep the trophy this year.
We ain't losing, Paul.
I'm keeping the trophy this year. Now we got Trudy, huh?
Yeah, but I said,
what you say?
I said, here go my balls. They turn me on when I know them bowels about to wrong.
Are you it's all Freestyle Friday, not what you already wrote. Not what you already wrote Friday.
Yeah.
And Tony, she's singing. You can get up in it, too, because we can have some singing up in this mug.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Yeah, we have everything. We don't discriminate, you know what I'm saying? So, hell, if you're the only one singing, you won already. You won your trophy. Now you just have to hold it to another nigga coming. I'll sing.
Yeah.
All you got to do is sing something different every week.
It's going to be kind of unfair with Toke to smoke in it, though.
Yeah,
no, Toke can't get up in there. He one of the judges. He got to stay on the sideline. That's conflict.
He got to be a judge.
Yeah, he got to be a judge. He can't. No. No.
So it's like, how did you follow
cover
after him? You know what I'm saying?
That's like if we can't go brother to brother. You know, so you can't have uncle against niece. You know what I'm saying? That's unfair. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gotta, man, come on, man. Come on, man. Nah, you can't do that. So, any family members that's actually related? Now, if it ain't your real uncle, I don't give a shit.
That don't even matter. Shit, that right there ain't no competition. He gonna win.
I vote for Antonio before I vote for that nigga. I don't care if he's killing. I ain't gonna vote for that nigga. How about that one?
I would have to stand in the bathroom for an hour to clear my sinuses enough to even halfway get there where he be up there.
Oh,
we
got
2 hours.
We gonna put it together and we gonna be ready for Friday. So all y'all get y'all. If y'all gonna, I'm gonna know because what we gonna do is we gonna give we gonna vote on the subject to rap about. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna have 4 subjects to rap about or to sing about, and that's where you have to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to roll a dice and let y'all know what numbers. And we'll fuck around and we have a... So if you got to rap about a beer bottle, that's what you got to rap about. If you got to rap about going to the liquor store, that's what you got to rap about. You know what I'm saying? Then well, we going to have some sing about. Now, I think the sing about, we just going to let it go to where... You know, may the best singer win. What?
I'm going for mine.
You fired already, nigga. Nigga, you might as well. Nigga, don't even turn your application in, nigga.
I'm still going for it.
We got a freestyle in the country.
I don't know how the fuck the worst thing on the goddamn show don't tell me not to turn my application in.
The hell?
No.
Lewis.
He didn't make it out the quarterfinals.
That damn year, like everywhere getting the worst promoter in the metaverse. World War. You know what I'm saying? The first promoter with the worst promoter in the metaverse award. But you going to tell me not to turn my application in for vocals.
The vocals is whack, bro.
Hey, I ain't say you don't get great either.
You always want people to tell you what's real. Don't say.
I'm going for mine, though.
I was telling you that.
I know you know how to auto-tune yours.
I don't have to how to do mine because I ain't going to do it. Yeah. I did a couple of times. But I don't do dumb things. These things. I don't do mean.
Hey, check it out. And just because we let you get away with that shit you pulled last week trying to hold a note. I mean, we let you pass because you're King Scratch. Don't come here trying to win no damn contest.
Jack the fuck up.
See, look at that. There you go. Trying, she already getting ready for Friday.
Oh, God. Fuck you, Confetti. That's all I'm talking about.
That's all right, nigga. I'm starting on my new mutant. Trying to be number one in Time Out this year.
Hey.
And
he's going to
be number one in time.
He's going to be number one in time.
Hell, I want to be run up.
The only reason why JoJo was in time out, that motherfucker want to cut wood, be on roofs and all kinds of shit. Like, it's too loud.
You know, he said in history, JoJo in history, but this year, you are the winner this year.
Cause you
already
out. Yeah, you already, yeah. Nigga, half of the year is gone, nigga. Yo, you motherfucker, you are the most putting time out motherfucker this year. So now JoJo be in quad. It just be you talking shit. So you talk yourself out.
That's what I'm saying. So, hey, we have to find out we get our partner, my compadre back. You try to, you know what I'm saying? You won't let the squad come back together, huh?
I mean, he welcome. I ain't mad at the nigga. So if he want to come back, I'll let him back in. I ain't tripping off of that nigga. I don't want his money. I don't need none of that. If he want to, I know. I'm pretty sure that the motherfucker been listening. You know what I'm saying? Because that's, you know, it was almost.
Oh, you going to let the troll patrol come back?
I don't care. I'm not tripping, man. I don't hold grudges. If I hold a grudge, I'm gonna kill you. So
he said he gonna let the troll patrol back in the building. God damn. Hey, you know what? He had to have something to smoke the time his nerves in his mind right. He got over it. Boy, that's something.
I ain't tripping. Okay,
Scratch, I'm proud of you.
I'm not I don't hold grudges.
I'm proud of you,
on people, man. I don't hold grudges. You have to really do something really fucked up to me for me to hold a grudge. You know what I mean? I don't do it. I don't do it. My mother taught me that. She was like, you don't hold a grudge. There's a couple of people that I got some grudges with that if I see them motherfuckers, it's on. I don't give a fuck. They could be a preacher at the church. They could be a police officer. They could be whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah.
If I see their ass, I'm fucking them up. Oh, no.
Hey, I can hold up.
Like
hey, if I hold a grudge, nigga, that bitch going to get to me. I'm going to have to go get a motherfucker.
That's what I'm
like
talking
said,
about, my nigga.
That shit going to eat me the fucking live, nigga.
It's a couple
nigga,
of
I was thinking about that shit all day and all night. I'm going to get that nigga.
It's a couple of people that I got, but I didn't kill them or nothing. But I feel good about it. But it's still a couple of more that I would love to see. If they still alive, they alive. If they ain't alive, shit, you better be going to hell, because if we go to heaven together, I'm going to fuck you up when I get there. But, yeah, I mean, it's a couple of It's a couple of
niggas
things.
Niggas talking about walking around here with a broken.
You can't. It's a couple of things that everybody got in their life that you be like, I can't let that go. I guarantee you, everybody
man.
On this motherfucker listening, I guarantee you, with something in the back of your head that you can't let go. I guarantee you.
Think.
How about that? Somebody tell me wrong.
Nah. You got to let some stuff go. You can't be. Nah.
So it's something that, that's in the back of your head that just, I can't let this go. So it's nothing.
For me, it ain't that. It's just like, if I just because I let it go don't mean I fuck with you type of thing for me. Like,
so nobody never did nothing that you don't fuck with so bad to you that if you even think like if I see this motherfucker I'm gonna fuck him or her up.
I ain't lying. I'm blind. When I get unblind, I feel like when I get unblind, we gonna goddamn settle. We got something to settle, nigga. I ain't gonna lie. I be sitting here like trying to stay calm.
Exactly.
I got some motherfucker. When I get unblind, nigga, we gonna set the record straight, nigga. All that wanna play with a nigga.
I mean, at least confetti. Everybody got somebody that they say if I see that motherfucker, I'm gonna fuck him up.
Everybody try to wait till you get.
So
go ahead.
No, I'm just asking. Was that Antonia that said that she ain't got nobody like that?
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of nobody. I'm sure. I mean, if you run up on me, I'll find some reach back and find some resentment for you. But I just can't think of nobody on my head right now that I even give a shit about.
It ain't about trying to find out. It's like, okay, what if there's somebody in the back of your head right now and you just don't remember, but it flashed when you see them? You know what I'm saying? So
you going
to the store and then you see this girl and be like, and the shit just flashed in your head. That bitch stole my money or something. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes it happens like that. You start seeing
But it's like some motherfuckers, some shit happen, and they bring it to your attention when you're blind. And they brought it to your attention because you like, I'd have killed that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, it ain't no shit that I'm going to sit there. I can't say I'm going to let it go. I ain't going to lie.
It's
I can't say I'm
going to
let it go. You know what I'm saying? I'm holding. And God forgive me because, you know what? I don't like the whole grudges because to me they eat you up. But nigga, me being blind, I don't know, man. Some things, you know, like you say.
Look, Confetti,
I just want to get even.
The thing about it is, it's not something that you think about every day. It might be something, it'd be like little shit to remind me of shit. I'd be like, ooh, I'm going to fuck this nigga up when I see him. Because this one dude, man, his name was Patches. That nigga stole my stereo equipment and all my fucking records and everything. So I vowed to myself, every time I see him, I was going to fuck him up. So one day, I was walking from the store. He was in the car with his Mexican, and he was in the passenger seat. I saw his face, and I busted the 40 right in his motherfucking middle of his face. I hit him so hard, blood was on my T-shirt. Didn't see him no more. Went to jail, and I was going to trial. He was coming back from trial. I jumped out the line and started fucking him up. Anywhere that I see this cat, if he ain't dead already, he could be a pastor, he could be up in the church going, praise the Lord. I'm going to go up there and fuck him up. So that is a grudge like a motherfucker.
Yeah, that's a grudge. I'm not holding. I think if I got to do all that, I might as well just catch you slipping and knock you off.
Why are you gonna wait for me? I'm gonna keep fucking you up for you to be waiting to catch. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas.
If he was doing his homies wrong, I'm pretty sure he probably dead like a motherfucker by now.
Fuck that!
But it's
kept the nigga on.
I don't think about.
Nigga somewhere and fuck him off.
But see, that's something that don't be something that's just on my mind. You know, now I'm in the gas station pumping gas, and this nigga over here pumping gas, I'm fucking him up. I'm just saying. When I bust the nigga in the face with the 40, he got a big ass scar on his fuck eyes, leg, all forehead. Nigga, my nigga had to get like 27 stitches, nigga. So if I look over,
but what I'm saying is, you ever think you keep doing shit to him? It's like, okay, you know, he stole your shit. You done overpaid him. You stole his ass every time you got. You don't think
reach in his pocket and pull out a gang of money. I'm talking about the interest from all these years, nigga. That shit happened like 30 years ago.
What I'm saying, though, I'm saying you don't think every time you caught him and beat him, you don't think, I just believe in it. You know, I just believe in the spirit. I believe after so long you doing it, the favor's going to change. You know what I'm saying?
Confetti. Nah. If I see him tomorrow, I'm going to fuck him up. I could be 90 years old in a walker or whatever. I will run his ass up over my scooter. I'm going to come up with my walker. It don't matter. If I see that nigga, it's on.
I just say, you don't think you're going to lose favor?
What?
You don't think you're going to lose favor? You know what I'm saying? Like, you owe him. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, you keep making him pay that price. Sooner or later, it's all everything you're doing, you don't think you owe him? I'm knocking him off. Yeah, fuck it. We just going to get even. Fuck that. You coming back. I got to keep because I'd rather if I do it to you, you do it to me, I do it to you, and then I'm done. Fuck all that me keep fucking you up because my feel like every time I whoop your ass, I'm getting a chance to pay nine. You owe me because I done fucked you up so many times and a favor changed. Fuck it. Why don't you just knock his ass off? Hide the body. Beat the body.
Confetti.
Beat a body, hide a body, get rid of a body. Body nothing, baby.
Hey.
Beat a body, hide a body, get rid of a body.
After all these years, you know, when I did want to shoot the nigga, you know what I'm saying? Some wild shit happened. You know,
why don't you just hide his body, though?
Listen to what I'm saying. It's not that important. I just want to whoop his ass every time I see him. If he's still alive, when I see him, I'm going to whoop his ass. That's just because that's what I want to do. It ain't about you want to just go on and blast the nigga. I want to whoop his ass every time. I told him I'm going to whoop your ass every time I see you. I like that. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? It ain't that serious now. With so many years later, I got so much more stuff happening and more equipment and more turntables and more records. I got all that stuff back. But just since he stole my shit, I'm going to fuck him up every time I see him. It might be a time where I see the motherfucker and I just might have to just go and take him out the game type of shit. But no, my agenda is to fuck him up every time I see him. I don't give a damn. I could be niggas shaking like motherfucker mini box, nigga. I want
that go that motherfucker over there. You stay there, you bastard.
Nigga, I'll be trying to bash his ass with my cane, my goddamn crutches, my walker, whatever. It's going down forever, my nigga. I'm just saying. Oh, my. So, I'm pretty sure y'all got somebody that y'all fuck around with.
I got a couple people that I don't like that much, but hell no. None of that. You come towards me, I'm a, hey, I'm going to go back, and all the spite that I got in my heart is coming for your face. But other than that, no. You don't exist to me no more. Straight up.
Right.
You got
some people. You got people forgive people for murder. You got people forgive people for getting shot. You know, he's still equipment. I'm like, you know, you done got him. That nigga good, man. I'm saying, like you're saying, you done got more equipment. You done did more. I'm saying, if I got to do that much, I need to lay your ass down. That's all I'm saying. If I got your ass one time and I got to worry about it, I need to lay you down.
It's not something that's mandatory no more. But I'm just thinking back when I was young, when I was in my 20s, and you got all this equipment, and this thing is still your shit. And this was your bread and butter. Oh, shit, nigga. Nigga, you just, it's like you stole my job. What happened was, my baby mother was pregnant, and we was going to do this party. Nigga Patrick and my nigga Moot. I say, look, I don't know. She ain't feeling good. Y'all take the shit to the party. If she feel better, I'll be over there. So they took my equipment and shit, and I wind up standing there with her. So this nigga, Patrick, go to my door and act like he was knocking on the door. So he went and told Moot, well, he ain't answering the door. We just dropped the shit in my house. And, you know, I take it to him in the morning. And then took my equipment and bounced. So that's what pissed me off. That's why that shit is personal. Act like you knocked on my door. Took all, left the equipment in the van, moved, dropped it off at his house. Now I go over there. He ain't here. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Personal. That's the first.
Yep, that is definitely personal. I would feel the same way, though. But like I said, you know, the people ain't even worth my time. Because, I mean, sometimes you rather risk it all. But honestly, I've been thinking like, I look up, like, laws and stuff like that. I be thinking, well, I'm like, okay, I ain't never been to jail before, and nothing ever happened. So, yes, this motherfucker pissed me off, and I do this. I'm still getting in trouble, but I ain't going to be in long-lasting trouble. Like, I might get bombed out. So I just be trying to keep my head together.
When it comes down to going to jail, it's basically your reaction. Because everybody reacts different when it comes down to different situations. You know what I mean? Some people, they brush it off. Like, oh, all right, whatever. Then some people be like, nigga, what the fuck you say? Or whatever. So it's, the reaction is what puts you in jail. You know what I'm saying? Somebody push you and then you fuck around. If they got it, got it on tape that they pushed you, then you could go on and fire off on them. But if they only catch you firing off on them, you going to jail.
Exactly. And it's
kind of reaction. Your reaction is, well, they going to catch, because most of the time, just say if two motherfuckers getting into it, by the time motherfuckers go to their camera and start they shit and start filming, they catching the retaliation. They ain't catching the first beef. You know what I'm saying? They didn't catch the first blow. This nigga shot this nigga. Now your camera's on. Now you getting this nigga fucking up the nigga who hit them first.
But that don't matter because it's more than one person with a camera. And all the businesses and streets got cameras on them.
I mean, I ain't that quick because I ain't no texting motherfucker like Super Text or whatever.
But
I'm just saying, if my phone is off and it's in my pocket, By the time I take my phone out of my pocket, put my little passcode thing in there, and then go to the camera, the fight done already escalated.
Yeah, what about everybody else and all the security cameras outside the businesses and everything
Also,
what I was trying to say is, even if I get pissed off enough to walk up and smack somebody, it's going to be a assault, a simple assault. It's not going to be nothing crazy. That's all I was saying.
Yeah. It only happened like that if you got a lot of them.
I know.
You got a lot of those. You're going to be like, well, you hit this motherfucker here. That motherfucker there. Then you hit that motherfucker. Then you hit this nigga. Oh, shit. She got a pattern. She done knocked out niggas like for the last 5 years.
That's why I've been saving it for somebody special. That's what I was saying.
Hey, I got one more strike, and I'm just saying that you gotta really have me in a bad predicament for me to get this one, and I think I'll be safe. I think I will be safe. I'm just saying, it gotta be something real deep, you know, when it. You know, especially when it comes down to my family. Even y'all is my family. It might be something there. They'll be like, what? They did what to who? Well, we're going to have to go and investigate this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's all good. I'm going to tell y'all, man, I'm about to. I mean, I can let this run, and y'all can talk as long as y'all want to, but I think I'm going to sleep. I'm tired.
That's what I'm about to do, too. I was late getting up there, because I was asleep already.
Well, I guess we're gonna end it, man. True West Radio, man. Thank y'all for listening, even though we in the after hours. I think they could go back and listen to all the after hours. I ain't sure. You know, that's why I was telling y'all, don't be talking about nobody. Man, fuck that nigga. Nigga be like, that's real, that nigga. He straight said, fuck that nigga. Type of shit. All right, y'all, man. We're going to see y'all on Friday. 2 West Radio. Bye, Daniel DJ.